Now let's look at how we develop spiritual intelligence, SQ. I suggest three ways to develop spiritual intelligence. First, integrity, that is, being true to one's highest values, convictions, and conscience, and having a connection with the infinite. Second, meaning, having a sense of contribution to people and to causes. And third, voice, aligning our work with our unique talents or gifts and our sense of calling. Let's look at each one in turn. Integrity, making and keeping promises. The best way to develop integrity, I suggest, is to start very small and to make and keep a promise. Make a promise that may seem so small, so insignificant to others, but to you represents a sincere effort, such as exercising for 10 minutes, not eating that dessert, watching one less hour of television a day, and instead reading one chapter of a book, expressing thanks in a letter to someone, expressing thanks in person, praying daily, asking forgiveness, or reading sacred literature for 10 minutes a day. The point is that when you make a promise and keep it, your capacity to make and keep a larger promise increases. Continue to do this, and soon your sense of honor will become stronger than your moods. You will develop personal integrity, meaning you are integrated, which will become a great source of power to you. This is truly igniting a small fire until it becomes a large fire within. Now let's look at the other dimension of integrity, educating and obeying our conscience. Perhaps the most compelling way to develop spiritual intelligence is to educate and obey our conscience. Madame de Stael puts it this way: the voice of conscience is so delicate that it is easy to stifle, but it is also so clear that it is impossible to mistake. Close quote. As you begin to study the wisdom literature of your own tradition, or as you sense the lives of people who have inspired and lifted yours, you'll sense the voice of conscience guiding and directing you. It's a still, small voice. And what C.S. Lewis says will literally come to pass. The more you obey your conscience, the more your conscience demands of you. Close quote. It not only makes demands upon you, but it also enlarges your capacities, your intelligences, and your contributions. Your talents double when you wisely use those given you. Now let's look at the other two components of spiritual intelligence, finding meaning and finding your voice. This subject, of course, is the main thrust of this book and overlaps everything else. But one simple way to find one's voice, as mentioned before, is to simply ask the question, what does my life situation ask of me now? What should I do in my present responsibilities, duties, stewardships? What would be the wise action to take? When we live true to the answers our conscience gives, the space becomes larger and the conscience louder. Another very significant way of finding your sense of voice or calling is when you are selecting a career, job, or a cause to give yourself to. Remember to ask fundamental questions representing the four intelligences: body, mind, heart, and spirit. What do I really like doing I do well? Should I do it? Can I make a living at it? Can I learn to get better at it? Do I want to pay the price of learning? Jim Collins, in his compelling book, Good to Great, encourages people as well as organizations to ask the question, what can I be best in the world at? I know at least one correct answer to this question that applies to all of us who are parents. If we make up our minds, we can be best in the world at raising our own children. No one cares like we do. Someone anonymously once said, 100 years from now, it will not matter what kind of car I drove, what kind of house I lived in, how much money I had in my bank account, nor what my clothes looked like. But the world may be a little better because I was important in the life of a child.
You have reached the end of this CD. To continue the program, please insert the next CD.